Daf Chafet is learning is sponsored by Harry Pfeffer, Lila Nishmas, Judy Pfeffer, Yehudas Bas Shmaya HaKohen. So let's take it with the last couple lines here of Chaf Dalad Amid Beza. The Gemara says, Amar Yehuda, the last three lines, Amar Yehuda, Marav. Bechol Yom Vayom, every single day. We're continuing with, again, a lot of Agata here. Bechol Yom Vayom, every single day, Bimei Basko Yotzes Velmeris. They were to, Basko would come out and announce, Kol Ha'olam Kulo Nizon Bishvil Chanina Bini. The entire world would sustain itself because of the zchus of Chanina. And even though Chanina was the one who brought Parnassah to the world, he himself only needed to have a little bit of some carobs from week to week, very little. The wife of Chanina, every single week, every single Erev Shabbos, she would heat up her oven, v'shadya aktarta, and she would throw up some smoke. And the reason Rashi explains is because she really didn't have any food, but she didn't want to be embarrassed by her neighbors thinking that she had no food. So she'd make this effect of the smoke and the ovens being very used, so people should think she has food. So mishim kisufa, because she was embarrassed. Havle hach shibasa bishta, there was a certain evil neighbor she had. And Amra Michti Adana de Leslehu Lavol Midi. She says, I know you have no food. Well, what's this game you're playing that you're having the oven work and the smoke coming out? My Kuli Hai, what's this whole thing about? Ozeva Tarfa Abava, she knocked on the door. Ikasra embarrassed the wife of Rabbi Chanina, Vaila and Druna, and forced her way inside to the kitchen. Isabile Nisa, and an incredible nace took place. The Chazila Tanura Mali Lachma, and she saw that the oven was full of bread. Va'anana Va'agana Mali Lisha, and the basket, the bowl was full of dough that was being kneaded. And Amrile, so the neighbor says, Planisa, Planisa, lady, the wife of Chanina, come, Icy Masi, you should bring one of those little, I don't know, whatever you call it, to remove the dough from the oven. The Kacharech Lachmach, your dough is about to burn. Take out the challah quickly. So Amrile, should Afana Lahachi Ailu, that's why I was going to get it anyways. Now she didn't know this happened. And she said, oh, I knew that was happening. So she was going to get it anyways, she told the lady. And Tana Afhi Lahavi Marda Nichnisa. And some say that she actually Taka did go, she's going in to get it. Because she knew that Nisim was going to happen. She was very regular, was very comfortable seeing Nisim. So she knew that this was, even though she didn't have bread a few moments earlier, she expected this Nisim to happen because that's how she was accustomed. So Amrile Devesa, Idimus Nisim of a Nistar Kulihai. So one time the wife of Chanina said to Chanina, until when will we have to suffer so much? We have nothing to eat. When's this going to end? So Amrile, he says to her, my Navid, what should we do? So by Rachme Dinesvi Lech Midei. So she said, we should daven a little bit, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu should give us a little something. By Rachme, so Chanina, Rabbi Chanina davened, Yatza Kimin Pisas Yad, a hand came out from Shemaim, V'yohav Lei Chad Kara De Psur Dahava, and handed over him a leg, Rabbi Chanina, a leg for a golden leg of a table. So Chazia, so she saw Bechalma, she saw a dream, Asida Tzadika De'achli Apsur Dahava, the Islay Tlasik Kara, she saw in the dream that Tzadikim are going to eventually eat on golden tables up in Shemaim in Olam Haba that have three legs. But Ve'ihu Chanina, Rabbi Chanina, Apsura Detre Kara, but he would only be able to eat on two legs because one leg was being given to them. So Amar Allah, he says there, Nichalach Demechal Achlai Kule Alma Apsura Demishalim. Would you prefer that in the entire world of Olam Haba everyone has a table with three legs? V'anam Apsura Demichaisa, and we're eating on a table that's missing one of the legs? Amar Allah, my Navid, what should we do? So, by Rachmei Dinishkalei Benech, so we should daven that Hashem should take back this golden leg. By Rachmei Ushkalu, and they davened, and Kadosh Baruch Hu somehow took this golden leg back. And Tana Gadol Haya Nes Achron Yosem and Arishon. The second ace, the returning of the golden leg, was even greater than the original one of giving the leg. Why? The Gemir, there's a tradition that they have, the Mehiv Yahveh Mishkal Oshakli. Shemaim gives things, they don't take back. The Shemaim, it rains, it gives mum. But never do you see the Shemaim is sucking something back up. That's a big chiddush, it's an even greater nace. But either way, that's what took place. Now, the significance of the three legs, the Marsha points out, it represents Shloshud Dvam Ha'olma Omeid, Al Torah, Al Vodiv, Al Gemis Chasadim. That's the reference of these three pillars, these three legs that holds up the table, the golden table is up in Shemaim. So Gemara now says further, Chad Be Shimshe was one Erev Shabbos, and Chazi Lebrata de Havi Atziva. And Rabbi Chanina saw that his daughter was very, very sad. This is a famous story. It would have been nice had it been yesterday's daf, but it still connects enough we could elongate Hanukkah as well. So he saw that his daughter was very upset. Why? Amalei, he says to her, Biti Lamaya Atzivas, why are you so sad today? So Amri Le, she says to her father, Rabbi Chanina, Kli Shel Chometz Nischalifli B'Kli Shel Shemina. I accidentally switched my olive oil with my vinegar. And he locked the Mimenu Or L'Shabbos, and I lit it. And can't light. You can't vinegar doesn't catch fire. You need oil. So I lit the law of the vinegar. Amar Allah, so he says to Biti, my ich paslech, what do you care so much? Misha Amar L'shemen v'yilok, he who says that oil will light, namely HaKadosh Baruch Hu, who yomar l'chomet v'yilok, HaKadosh Baruch Hu could also make vinegar light. Satana hayadolik v'holich kol yom kula. And it turns out the vinegar caught fire. It was lit for the entire Shabbos. It didn't go out late Friday night. It stayed until the end of Shabbos. At ad sheheviu mimenu or milavdala, they ended up using that same light, the vinegar, which doesn't light, but there's a nace that took place. It lit. Not only did it light, but it lit for a long time. They used that to light a havdala candle after Shabbos was over. So Rabbi Chanina ben Dosa have le hanach easy. He had these goats. And Amri Le, and the neighbor said, come afsudin, your goats are eating our fields. They're destroying our fields. So Amar Ikama Afsidin, he said, if it's true that they're really Taka destroying your fields, Nechlinu Duva, let it be true that some wolves should come and eat them. So V'ilo, if not, if they're not really being mafsid your property and you're just lying to me, Kochada V'chada, each one of my goats, Tesi L'Ursa Duba B'Karnai, let them bring back a wolf on their horns. So let's see who's right. L'Ursa, that evening, I see Kochada V'chada Duba B'Karnai. Each goat came back with a dead wolf in its horns. Havale Hai Shibavasa, there was a certain neighbor, Rabbi Chanina, the Kabanya Besa, she was busy building a house. Vlamata Kshura, but her beams were too short. She ordered the wrong beams. The contractor made a mistake. They were too short. It did not reach the other end of the wall somehow. So also the Kame, so she came to Rabbi Chanina of Amrila, she says to him, Benisi Besi Vlo Kamti Kishurai, I built a house, but my beams are too short. So Amrila Mashemech, what's your name? So Amrila, she says, Iku. So Amr Iku Nimtu Kishurayach. Let it be, let your name be a zechus, that your beam should elongate and they should touch the other end of the walls. Tatana, higiu ad shiyatsu, the beams extended itself, and not only did they touch the walls, but they went even outside, beyond the walls. Amalakana, amalakana, and ama this way, and ama that way, hanging over the outer walls of the house. The Yesham, others say, snifim asam, they somehow connected to the longer ones, to the smaller ones, into maybe some little holes. And Tani, the Bai says, plimi omer, ani raisi, also Bai says, I saw that house, that Rabbi Chanina had these special beams, by karos of yotas ama lakan, ama lakan, and I saw it protruded one ama this end, and the other ama the other end, varmuli, and they said to me, Bai ze, shekira, Rabbi Chanina ben Dosa b'tfilah. So this was the house that was known, that it was roofed by Rabbi Chanina and his tefillah. So they asked the question, how come he asked for her name? The Ma'aril asks the question, the Gemara in Brachos tells us, based on Moshe Rabbeinu, when he was davening for Miriam, when Miriam had a tzaras, so it says, Rifana Allah, let her be healed. It doesn't mention her name, it does say Rifana, Miriam, so why doesn't it say her name? So the Gemara learns from there, when you daven for a chol, you have to mention the name. But if you're davening in the presence of a chola, then you don't need to mention their name. It's already understood. So that's the case. Why'd he have to know her name? He was right there. He should have just said that let the beams be long. So the Ma'aril answers, he says, number one is because, Ben Yehuda answers actually, he wanted to see whether or not she was Rai for a nace or not. He wasn't davening for, wanted to Rai for a nace, and based on her name, that would indicate whether she was Rai for a nace. That's one answer. The second answer is that he suggests, is that he wasn't davening for her, he was davening for the beams, and this is therefore a very different discussion of a chola who needs a refuah, whereby you don't have to mention the name. This is not really comparable to the case of a refuah. Gemara now says further, Rabbi Chanina, ben dosa meheichan havo lo izim, from where did Rabbi Chanina get these goats? He was an ani, we just said he had no food. Suddenly he has a whole flock of goats, where did that come from? Moreover, there's a din that you're not allowed to raise goats or any small animals in Eretz Yisrael. So how is that allowed? How can he be violating this din derabanan that they established? So Amir of Pinchas explained, Ma'isav Avar Adam Echad al Pesach Beisa. One time, a person was passing by the house of Rabbi Chanina, and Hiniach Sham Tarnagom left some chickens behind. And the wife of Rabbi Chanina opens up the door and sees a whole cage of chickens. So Amar La, Al Tochlu Mebeitzayan. Rabbi Chanina says, don't touch the eggs. You can't touch the eggs. This is Aveda. This is not ours. The Hirbu Beitzim ended up being there was a ton of eggs. They laid every single day more eggs and more eggs and more eggs. He couldn't touch them. And Tarnagolim Hayimitzar no summon. The Tarnagolim, the chickens were making noises and disrupting them. Umach, and they sold them the Kanim B'demeim Ezen, and they bought with the proceeds a goat. There's based on the Gemara's in Bava Metzia that you can't, they couldn't keep the proceeds, but if it's causing so much tsar, so much cost, so you could sell it for something else that's not as costly. And again, the plan is to return the value of the goats to the rightful owner. So they ended up exchanging all the eggs and all the tarnagolim for goats. One time, many, I don't know, months, years later, the person, the owner of the tarnagolim, came back to the house and said, I left a long time ago some chickens. Did you happen to see them? So Shama Rabbi Chanina heard. He says, Yesh lecha behen simen, do you have a simen? Yes, but nasan la simen, whatever the simen was, he told him, I don't know the color, maybe the amount of a tarnagol. He gave a proper simen, venata se'izim, and he took the goats in place of the tarnagol. Hein izi daisi dubi, those were the goats that Rechanina had to bring back with the wolves on the horns. Gemara now says further, another ma'isa, Rabbi Elazar ben Pedas, d'chika la milsa tuva. Rabbi Elazar was a very difficult situation, very, very poor, and avad milsa, and he was going through hakazas dam, he needed to go through some bloodletting, v'lo havale midi limitam, had nothing to taste. So shakal brei de tuma, he took some garlic, and v'shadi b'pum, and threw it into his mouth, and chalash diba v'nim, and he got exhausted and fainted. So Azar Rabban and Lashal Obey, they went to go see how he was doing, and they found that he was sleeping. He was crying and he was laughing in the middle of his sleep. And there were sparks of fire, they're coming out of his forehead. So the wild things that are going on while he passed out. Kiasa, when he woke up, Amrulay, they said to him, "My time of kabachis v'chayachis, why were you crying then when you were laughing?" Amalu had to have a Yosef email Kadosh Baruch Hu. I was sitting in the presence of the Ribbono Shalom. V'amrulei, and I told him, "Ad masa yitzar b'hai ama? Until when will I have such pain and difficulty and distraught in this world?" V'amrulei, Kadosh Baruch Hu responded to me, "Elazar b'ni nichalach da'apchei la'alma mereisha. Is it better for you for me to switch your world around from the beginning? And you want to start anew? You want to start fresh? You want to have a new life? Efshe d'misyalas b'shata d'mizona. Maybe you'll be born, brought into a generation where there's plenty of food." Amri Lakame said to him, "Kuli hai, Efsher, is this really possible that you could bring me into another world?" Amrulay, Dechai Tvei, if the years, that I'm going to, you know, the amount of time you have left in your life, I could have you start again and live, let's say you have 20 years left, I could start you again, another 20 years. Oh, Dechaya, or the years that afterwards, Amri Li, sorry, I'll read that again. Kuli hai, Efsher, Amri Lai, Dechai Tvei, or Dechayina Tvei. Would you prefer that the years I lived already in the future, or you prefer? Let me look at Rashi. I'm missing the point here. Hey, Rashi says, "Kuli hai v'efshir b'tmiya, kuli hai avdis v'akati hachsveika dilma lo mishame b'shaitid mezoni." So if you're going to bring me back to life, it's still only a possibility that I'm going to have proper mezonos. Dechay nefishi or dechay ne. Rashi says, "Yemei chay shechayisi kvar heim rabim mimasha ani asir lechayos." What I lived already is more than what I'm going to live. So Amar Dichias Rashi says, "Masha kvar chayasam rubim mimashata asid lachayos." What you already had lived is more than you're about to live. That's why he was crying when he heard that he was going to live much less from when he already lived. He started to crying. Masha asid asid lachayos. Vayinu de kabachi kamer shchina achi. The reason why he laughs, says Rashi, "Mishum yudgimel narusa lirchot ben v'latay ben mizelaze." The 13 rivers he was able to bathe in. So back inside the Gemara again. The Gemara says further now. Where are we? Gemara explains. Hold on, I lost the place. Okay, Amri Le Kami Kli Havi Efshar. Amri Le Dichia Tvei or Dichia Tvei. He asked Hashem, "Did I live more, or I have more to live?" Amri Le Dichias, you have less to live. Amri Le Kami Imkain Lo Ba'ina. If that's the case, I don't want to return back to the world. Amri Le, he says to me, Akash Baruch Hu says back. Bahai Agra the Amris Lo Ba'ina. The schar that you said you don't want to go back to have to restart the world. I'm going to give you schar. Yahav Nilcha Al Amo Da'asi. I'm going to give you a great chelik in Olam Haba. I'm going to give you 13 rivers of oil as clear as the Euphrates and the Tigris rivers. That you're going to enjoy them. So I said to Kavish Baruch Hu, "Hi Vesulo, this is it, nothing more, just 13 rivers?" So Amrulay, he says to me, "If I give you more, what will I have left to give your friends?" Amrulay, he says, I said to him, "Va'ana megaver delesle beina, but I only ask for the portion of one person, doesn't have such a schar in this world." Machin baskdula apuse. So Kadosh Baruch Hu flicked me in the forehead with his fingers. That was the spark. Amrulay, alazar b'ri, giri bach giri. So my arrow has struck you. So that was the fire that came from the forehead. Okay, fascinating dialogue that took place with the Rebbe Elazar and the Kadosh Baruch Hu. Gemara says further now, Rabbi Chama bar Chanina gaza tanisa. He was goes there tanis v'la'asa mitzvah, but it didn't rain. So they said to him, "Far Rabbi Shua ben Levi gaza tanisa v'la'asa mitzvah." Rabbi Shua ben Levi, he goes there tanis. It rains when he does. What's wrong with you? So he says, "Amr lehu ha'ana ha'bar Levi. I'm me, and he's the son of Levi. He had a great yichas." Amr lehu denisi. So they said to him, said that maybe he should come here. They say to Rabbi Yishmael, let him come here, so he should daven for us. And we could daven together. Maybe together we could daven and break our hearts and daven b'tzibur v'asamitra. So bar rachmi v'lo asamitra. So they all davened and it didn't rain. So Amar Lo, he says to them, is it true that you want the rain to come in our zechus? Amar Lo, hey, yes, we want that to come in your zechus. Amar Rakia Rakia Kasi Panayach. So he says, Shemaim, the sky let it open up, Lukase, but there's no cloud that came. Amar Kama Ozen Pnei Rakia, how brazen is the sky? Ichsev Asa Mitra, finally after this back and forth, the sky was covered in clouds and began to rain. Levi, Gaza Tani. So one time Levi was Gozer, Tainis, Velasa Mitra, didn't rain. So Amar Lefanov, he says to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Ribono Sha'olam, Alisa V'yashavti B'marom, you sit up way high, V'einata Merachim Abonach, you have no mercy on your children. Also, Mitzvah, then it rained. Vidla, however, he became lame because of this. He spoke in such a disrespectful way to Hashem, he became lame. So Amar Rabbi Lazar says, Li'olam Ayatiach Adam Dvarim Klapi Amal, a person should never speak so disrespectfully to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Shrei Adam Gadol Yitiach Dvarim Klapi Amal V'yitla. There's a person, namely Levi, who, Manu Levi, who spoke in such a way, and he became injured because of this. Well, Garmi Levi, was this the cause because he spoke in such a way to Hashem? V'ha Levi Achve Kida Kamid Rabbi V'yitla. It wasn't because he was once demonstrating what a Kida is. A Kida is some type of bowing down and standing up, and he hurt himself, his leg, he pulled something when doing that. So wasn't that the cause? Not the way he spoke to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And the Gemara answers, Hava HaKarmila. It was a combination of demonstrating this Kida in front of Rebbe, and also the way in which he spoke to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Gemara says, further now, Rebbe Hachaya Bar Lulyani, that was his name, his father's name was Lulyani, Shaminu Lahanach Anani Dekamri. He overheard a conversation between the clouds. Nesi V'nisvei Maya Ba'amun Umov. And they said, let's go bring water to the nations of Amun and the nations of Moav. So Amar Lefanav Ribono Shalom, Rabbi Chiya says to Kadosh Baruch Hu, Ribono Shalom, Kishen Asata Torah Lamech, when you gave the Torah to your nation, Chazarta Kol Musa Olam, you went to every single nation in the world, Lo Kiblu, they did not accept it. V'ach Shavata Nosin Lehem Mata, but now you're suddenly giving them rain. Shadu Hacha, let it rain here in Eretz Yisrael. Shadu Yadu Chatayu, and then the clouds ended up raining in Eretz Yisrael. So Darash Rabbi Chiya Bar Lulyani. What does it mean in the pasuk when it says tzaddik katamar yifrach keres balvan yiske, that tzaddik should be like a date, he should blossom like a date, it should be like an eres, like a cedar tree in Levanon. So it's going to yiske and grow tall. Im nemar tamar lama nemar eres, if they're compared to a tamar, why compare them to an eres? Vim nemar eres lama nemar tamar. In other words, why is a tzaddik compared both to a tamar and an eres? So answers the Gemara, Ilu Nemar Tamar Velo Nemar Eres had only been described, a Tzaddik described as a Tamar. Hayis Omer would have said, Ma Tamar, just like a date tree, that did Ein Gizem Achliv, so it does not regenerate. If the tree shrivels up, it's not going to regrow. Av Tzaddik Chas V'Shom Ein Gizem Achliv. If somehow a Tzaddik were to die, there wouldn't be a replacement for the Tzaddik. L'chach Nemar Eres, therefore we chose to compare to an Eres tree, where it does regenerate itself, where Kadosh Baruch Hu always replenishes the Tzaddikim in the world. Now, Ilu Nemar Eres, if we were the Tzaddik was only described as a Eres tree, below Nemar Tamar, Hayisi Omer, I would have said, Ma Eres Ein Osa Peres, an Eres tree doesn't produce any fruit, so Av Tzaddik Chas V'Shom Ein Osa Peres, so too somehow the Tzaddik wouldn't produce any fruit either, which would seemingly refer to either Ma'isim Tovim or Schar, and that shouldn't be the case. So therefore, it says, Av Tzaddik, so therefore, the Chach Nemar Tamar, V'Nemar Eres, that the Eres tree, and that the Tzaddik always replenishes, always regenerates, and also that Tzaddik gets Schar, gets Peros, like a Tamar, like a day tree. The Eres, it gives a machlef. Is it really true that a Eres tree has the ability to regenerate? V'atani, the Braisa says, Halokeach ilan mechaveyu lakutz. A person purchases a tree from his friend in order to use the wood. Magbiyam nakarka tevach. When he cuts off some wood, he must leave at least a tefach of the trunk above the ground. For coach and cut it off, but he must leave the trunk behind. If it comes to a sadin hashikma, this sycamore trunk, sheitvachim, he has to leave two tvachim above the ground of the trunk. Bibsula hashikma, the different type of a tree. Shlosha tvachim, you need to have three tvachim of the tree above ground. The karnim of a gefanim comes to these types of reeds and vines. Minapkach ulamala, from the air where there's some type of knot, you have to leave it up from there. And bitkalm of barazim, chof ulamata mashish. When it comes, however, date trees and eres trees, you could dig as deep as you want, lefish ein gizamachlev. Meaning the first types of trees, you have to leave a certain trunk for it to be able to regenerate. When it comes to Erez trees, they don't regenerate, so you could dig as low as you want. You could uproot everything entirely because it doesn't regenerate. So how could the Gemara suggest above that Erez does, in fact, generate? So Gemara said, Hachabim Ayaskina, what's it referring to here? That the Erez tree does, in fact, regenerate. Bishar Mine Arazim, other types of cedar trees. Kedirabba Bar Huna, we've seen this before, I think, Masechas Rosh Hashanah. Thamir Rabba Bar Huna, Asara Mine Arazim Hain. There are 10 types of cedar trees, as the Pasuk lists, at least some of them in the Gemara here. Shinemar Etain Bamidbar Erez Shita Vahanas Vegomer. And the Pasuk goes on to list a total of 10 Erez trees. So some Erez trees do regenerate, others do not. So there's no steer, it depends which we're referring to. Gemara says further now, Tanu Rabbanan, Ma'isa B'Rabbi Eliezer, Shagaza Shlosh Esrei, Tanyos Al HaTzibur. One time, Rabbi Eliezer had to decree 13 fast days on the entire Tzibur. V'lo Yardu K'shamim, and nonetheless, it still didn't rain. V'achorna, by the last one, Hischila Tzibur Latzeis, by the final fast day, and the final tefillah of that last fast day, and it hadn't rained, the Tzibur began to leave. Amar Lehem, Rabbi Eliezer says to them, Tekantim Kvar M'latzmechem, please go dig up your graves, because now we're all going to die. So Gol Kalam B'chia, they all started to cry, and V'yarduk Shem. And because they began to cry, that brought Rachmanis from Shemayim, and Kadosh Baruch Hu brought rain. Shuv Ma'isab Rebbe Elazar Shiar L'fnei HaTeva. One time, Rebbe Elazar went to daven for the Yom. And V'yamar Esim V'arba Brachos, he said the 24 Brachos of this tiny Tzibur. V'lo Nana, he wasn't answered. Yard Rebbe Akiva Achav, after Rebbe Akiva attempted him, V'amar, he says, Avinu Malkeinu Ein Lanu Melech El Ata. Avinu Malkeinu L'manach Rachim Aleinu. V'yarduk Shem, after saying these Avinu Malkeinu, it began to rain. Having Miranana Rabbanana, the rabbis started to say, Rabbi Elazar is not so great. Rabbi Kiva is greater than Rabbi Eliezer. Yotz the Basko of Amr, they heard this heavenly voice and says, Lo mipnei shezeh godu mizeh. It's not because Rabbi Kiva is greater than Rabbi Eliezer. Ella, shezeh mavi amidosav, zeh ain't mavi amidosav. Rabbi Kiva was mevater on his own kavod. He's mevater in everything. He's mavi amidosav, and therefore Kodesh Baruch was mavi in his midos. Rabbi Eliezer, whatever the example is, as great as a tzaddik he wasn't as effective, as accomplished in this particular midah of being mavi amidosav as was Rabbi Akiva. Gemara says further now, Rabbi Satani Rabbanon ad masayu ad gushamim yordim vatzibur poskim mitanisim. How much rain does it have to be for the tzibur to stop fasting? That's okay. We didn't know the rain's back. There's no longer a drought. We could stop the series of fasts. So what's that shir? Kimlo berech macharisha divrei Rabbi Meir. Rabbi Meir says, the depth, as far as the blade of a plow goes, that's how deep the rain has to seep into the ground. That's his shear. Chacham omrim b'chareva tefach. When it comes to a very dry dirt, so it has to go one tefach deep. That was his shear. And b'beinus, if it's a medium, medium moist type of ground, needs to penetrate tefachayim. And b'avuda, if it's a ground that's worked in plow, where it's very soft and the water gets deeper and quicker, then you need to have it seep in shlosh tefachim. That's the shear according to Chachamim. Tatani, the Baisa says that Rabbi Shimon Elazar Omer ein lechatip a tefach milamala shein tom yotze the cross of the shlosh tefachim. There is no tefach from above. When it rains from above, there's also water from below the ground. So when the rain comes from above, the deep waters go three tefachim. It rises three tefachim to meet. So it meets somehow. They meet somewhere midway. Vatani tefachim. Doesn't the Baisa say that the water, deep waters under the ground, only rise two tefachim, not three tefachim? So lo kasha kan bavuda kan b'shein avuda. Depends how plowed, how worked, how soft the land is. It seems if it's a softer land, ground, so then the rain's going to rise higher. And if it's a harder, unused land, then it's only going to rise two tefachim from beneath the ground. So Gemara then says, Amar Rav Elazar, kishim anaschen es hamayim b'chag. When they do nisach hamayim throughout Sukkos, tohom omer l'chavero, the deep waters would say to each other, Abba Meimecha, so Abba Meimecha means let your waters gush forth. Kol Shnei Rem Ani Shemea, I hear the voice of two people. So Shinemar Toma El Tom Kore Lakol Shinerecha. Somehow there's this conversation between the two. I'm sure something very deep that's going on here, but there's some dialogue between the different depths, the different deep waters, and they'd speak to each other about letting the rain or let the water rise to greet the Nisach HaMayim. So Amar Rabba said, Le'didi Chazi Le'hai Ridya. I saw this malach whose name was Ridya. And Dami Le'igla Opirsa Shvat Vasa, and it looked like a calf, but its lips were parted. This malach, Rashi explains, was in charge, was the malach of the Geshem, and it looked like a calf with a split lip of some sort. The Kaima Beina Toma Tata, the Toma Ila, and it hovered between the lower deep waters and the upper deep waters. The Toma Ila Amrle. So this malach would say to the upper deep waters, Chashur Meimecha, sprinkle down your waters, let it rain. And the Toma Tata, and the water beneath the ground, Amrle, Abba Meimecha, let the rain rise. Hashinemar Hanitanim Niru Baretz Vigomer. Gemara says further now, Hayu Misanim Vyardu Kshaman Kodim Netzachama, but it goes back to the Mishnah that if it began to fast, and the rain started raining before Netzachama, and then they would end the fast. If it was before Chatzos, that was a different opinion. So Gemara quotes a Brisa, Tani Rabbanan, Hayu Misanim Vyardu, Lehem Gshaman Kodim Netzachama. They began fasting, but there was Zochah for it to rain before Netz. Lo Yeshimu, they don't need to complete the fast because since they never really fasted after Netz, so the fast never really was Chal. However, if it only rained after Netz, then the din would be Yashlimu Divrei Reb Meir. They would have to complete the entire fast because since they had a haschal of the tinyus after Netz, they must be mashlimim. Rabbi Yehuda Omer Kodem Chatzos Lo Yashlimu. His cutoff point was Chatzos. If it rained before Chatzos, they could break the fast. However, La'achar Chatzos Yashlimu. If it was afterwards when it only rained, then they have to complete the fast. Rabbi Yosi Omer Kodem Tesh Shos Lo Yashlimu. His cutoff point was 9 hours of the day. If it rained before the ninth hour, they actually don't have to complete the fast. But if it rained only la'achar tesh shalos yashimu, then they would have to complete the fast. Shekein matzina ba'achav, we have the same thing by Achav, Melech Yisrael, who was a king of Klai Yisrael, she'es ana mitesh shalos emumala. He fasted from the ninth and afterwards, shenemar hera'ayisa kinichna achav. So somehow that's a raya, that it was the ninth hour, and that was the cut-up point for the completing of the fast. And Rabbi Yehuda Nisia, Gaza Tanisa, he was Gozer Tainis, V'yardula M'kshamim began to rain, la'achar netzacham after netz. He felt that maybe, okay, since it started, we only started after Netz, we should have to complete the fast. So Amar Lei Rabbi Ami, Kodem Chatzos V'acha Chatzos Shanina. No, we paskin that Chatzos is the cutoff point, and since it rained before Chatzos, one does not need to complete the fast. Shmuel HaKatan Gazer Tanisa, he was also Gazer Tanis, V'yardu Lehem G'shamim Kodem Netzachama, Kisvurin Ha'am Lomar Shvachu Shatziburhu. They thought this was a great tribute to the Tzibur. Amar Lehem Shmuel HaKatan says, no, Em Shilchal Mashal, let me explain to you what this is similar to. The Ma'ad Dever Domer, what's it like? Le'evet Shemavakish Pras Mirabo. And Evet asks for a little something from his Rebbe, his master. Amar Lehem, he says to him, Tinu Lov Al Yashma Kolom. No, I want to give it to you, I don't want to hear from you anymore. Meaning he wasn't giving it because he deserved him, because Rechu wanted to stop hearing the crying, the complaining, the whining. He didn't want to even hear them. Take it and I'll see you in a year from now. That was what it's like, and that because he deserved it, because Rechu wanted to stop hearing their voices. Shuv Shmuel Katan Gaza Tanisa, another situation, Shmuel was Gozer Tanis. V'yardu lem g'shamim l'acha shkia zechama. After shkia began to rain. Kisrum ha'am lomar shvachal shatibrahu. They hear now again, they felt this was the great credit to Klai Yisrael. Amar Lehem Shmuel, Shmuel says to him, Lo Shvach Shot Tzibur, this is not a credit to the Tzibur. El Amishalachal Mashal, I'll give you the following Mashal Ma'ad Dever Domer, Levit Shemvakish Pras Mirabo, Amar Lehem Hamtinuli Ad Shes Makmek Vietstar. So he said that they wanted something to eat, and the master says, wait here until he's a little bit, under stress, and then Vachakach Tinulo. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu was waiting until they were in great pain. He wanted to pain Klai Yisrael. It wasn't because you deserved it. This is part of the pain. He only wanted to pain you for so long, but he extended the rain just to cause you pain. Not because you earned it, because this is part of the punishment for some reason. Well, the Shmuel HaKatan Shvachos Shatzibur Heichidami. The Shmuel HaKatan seemed to have a very high threshold, high expectation. What's considered a praise? When do you credit the Tzibur? If these two cases weren't credited to the Tzibur, what is an example? So Amar, he said that Masha Ruach, if they say Masharuach and the wind happens immediately, Morid Hageshem V'Atz Mitra, and the rain comes immediately, that's a Shvach Shel Tzibur. If it doesn't happen in such an immediate way, anything short of that is not considered a Shvach of the Tzibur. It's all part of the punishment, the Tzar, that Kadosh Baruch Hu wants to put upon Klai Yisrael. Okay, we'll stop here. Everybody have a wonderful day.